97.7 The River, classic rock for the North Bay with the Danny Wright Show. It is election day. You hear Elected there in the background. That is Alice Cooper's song that we give love to, especially on election day every 4 years. Rock and Roll Hall of Famer and the River's own Alice Cooper is joining us. I thought it'd be a good idea since it is election day. You have any expectations about what's going to happen today?
I'm expecting my fans to vote. Come on. You don't ever want to hear anybody complain unless they voted. Another thing I said on my radio show is, look, let's be good winners and good losers. Whoever wins, you say, yeah, okay. Whoever loses, you go, oh, well, maybe next time. But let's respect the presidency. Whoever wins, whoever loses.
So as mentioned, the song Elected always gets a lot of love on election day. You made it back in the 70s, 1973. What's the story behind that song?
The whole idea was it was Nixon was in. Nixon was one of those guys that, I mean, was more controversial. We just thought it was the funniest thing. I was the most probably maligned rocker in the world at that point. And I said, well, what a perfect thing. Alice Cooper runs against Nixon, you know. And we, of course, it was satire because the last thing I would want to do is be elected to any office at all. I can't stand politics. I hate politics so much. I didn't want to be class president. I didn't want to be class treasurer, you know. So whatever you do, don't vote for me. All right.
So being a public figure, someone people love and maybe fear a little bit, you've met some presidents, right?
Oh, yeah, sure. I played golf with him. I met Clinton. Clinton's one of the most charming guys you'll ever meet in your life. President Ford, Bush, you know, these guys. And first of all, they're all golfers. So that's what you really have in common with them more than anything else. Certain presidents, and I won't mention who, I pretty sure have got CIA guys in the woods throwing the balls back out onto the fairway. Just miraculously, a ball's hooked into the woods and you get up there and now it's in the middle of the fairway and you go, well, how did that happen?
Yeah, I even hear that maybe you gave some golf advice to a president once upon a time. What's that about?
This is a great story. I was at Steve Allen's birthday party. Everybody's in tuxedos. And I'm talking about Jack Benny, Bob Hope, Jerry Lewis. Everybody's in tuxedos. And I'm in all black leather. You know, I was the only rock and roller in the Friars Club. So I knew all these guys. And some guy comes over and he says, hey, Alice, Bob wants to see you. And I walked in the other room and there's Bob Hope with President Ford. I walk up and he goes, Alice, he said, I seem to be hitting the ball to the right too much. And I'm going, I'm all in black leather, you know, and everything. Like, and I go, Bob, relax your right hand. And then the club will turn over a lot easier. And President Ford's going, just relax your right hand. I said, yeah, just. And I realized right then that golf was the common denominator. It didn't matter. Here's the President of the United States and Alice Cooper talking about golf like we were next door neighbors.
All right, Alice Cooper, thank you so much for taking a little bit of time and joining the Danny Wright Show this morning. We'll hear you tonight on 97.7 The River, Nights with Alice Cooper, 6 p.m. every weeknight. Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Alice Cooper, thanks again.
Oh, thank you. And, you know, it's fun being on the show.